We're going to start today in Vrajasana. So that's where you stand on your knees, you bring your knees together, point the toes back, and you sit back on your heels. Now, the main focus of the class today is going to be back bends. There won't be extreme back bends, at least I don't think there'll be extreme back bends, but all of that is relative, isn't it? So I ask you to be the monitor of your body. I will give you instructions, I will take you to poses, I will give you several options, but I'd like you to take the option that feels good. One of the great writings on yoga philosophy and the yoga mindset is the Sutras of Patanjali. And in the Sutras of Patanjali, they talk about what yoga is. And he defines yoga as a steady, comfortable pose. So if you find you're in a pose and you're not steady and you're not comfortable and if you're not breathing, you're not practicing yoga. You're practicing some kind of interesting exercise. So what I'm asking you to do is I'm asking you to make adjustments so that you can be steady. Make adjustments so that you can be comfortable. And make adjustments so that you could always breathe. And if you find you're running out of breath and you need to stop for a moment, it's okay to do that. Stop for a moment, get your breath, and come back in. And really, no one even know that you weren't doing the whole thing the whole time if you're into that. Okay, so we're just going to sit back on our heels and breathe. So sit as tall as you can. Think of lengthening the spine, long spine. And in the stresses of the day, we have a tendency of lifting our shoulders up to our ears. To the best of your abilities, move those shoulders down to the earth and lift the neck up to the sky so that we have more distance between the ears and the shoulders. Pull the navel into the spine and feel the ribcage lift up in the front. But also, if you can, lift your ribcage up in the back. So there's a lift to the whole torso. We're pulling the torso out of the pelvis, making more space, particularly in the lower back where a lot of us feel stress. Now, this creates more opening in the ribs, more opening in the chest. Let's fill that up with breath, life-giving prana. So again, if you find that your ankles are not feeling good or the floor is too hard and you need to make adjustments, or even if it would be better for you to sit in a cross-legged pose, do that. Listen to your body. I'm just giving some guidance here. You are the master of your body. You are your own guru. So if you can, let's bring the hands to the heart here. Interlace the fingers, reach the arms out, and just stretch the spine up to the sky. Again, feeling the torso, pull it out of the pelvis. Now we'll take a simple twist. Let's just release the hands. Take the left hand to the right knee, the right hand back behind you. And just spin your chest and shoulder over to the right, just going to where it feels comfortable. Keep the breath going, keep the ribs lifting. So let's take another breath here, and inhale, let's bring the hands back together, interlace the fingers, reach up to the sky, and exhale, let's just take the hands down to the earth, come onto our hands and knees, curl the toes, and lift the hips and knees up into Adho Mukha Svanasana, or Downward Facing Dog. So in this Downward Facing Dog, we're just going to loosen up the body, so bend the right knee, and stretch back the left heel. Take it all the way down to the floor. See if you feel a lot of stretch from the back of the leg, all the way down to the calf and the ankle. It should feel pretty yummy. If it doesn't, modify, make it easier. So a lot of people like to bounce back and forth. I found that if you hold this stretch for 45 seconds to a minute or even more, then you get a better quality stretch. So let's change. Let's bend the left leg now and take the right heel back and just stretch all the way through the back of the leg. Really focus on the ankle and the calf. See if you can feel a nice, juicy stretch in the back of the leg. It's a place that's often neglected when we're focusing on the hamstrings. So now, let's just take both heels down equally, a nice strong Adho Mukha Svanasana. Now on an inhale, let's just lift the heels straight up, not changing the arms or anything else, feeling the tippy toes stretch. Exhale, just lower the heels down. We should be back in the same position, nothing moving. Inhale, lift up, feel how the calves engage and the toes stretch. And exhale, press the heels down. Now let's walk our feet forward in between the hands. Line up the toes with the fingertips. Let's come halfway up into a flat back, moving the shoulders softly away from the ears, lengthening the neck. Exhale, let's come into forward bend. See if you can bring the forehead into the knees or get close to it. On the inhale, let's reach the arms and chest and heart up to the sky. Reach up, look up, maybe touch the palms together. Reach up, look, and touch. Exhale, forward bend. Take the hands down alongside the feet. See if you can wring the chest into the front of the thighs, maybe the forehead to the knees. Inhale, let's come halfway up. And as we bend the knees, we're going to step back in the downward facing dog. So press the heels down. Even if they don't touch the floor, that's not bad. It's a direction. We want to turn the heels out so we're getting some internal rotation in the thighs. But feel the back of the leg stretching. Holding your downward facing dog. Inhale, just lift the heels up. Everything else stays the same. Come up high in the tippy toes. Really feel those tippy toes stretching. And exhale, take the heels down to the earth. Maybe with a little bit more energy. Inhale, let's lift the heels up to the sky. Really feel those tippy toes stretch. Feel the back of the calves really engage. And exhale, take the heels down to the earth. Beautiful. Now let's walk our feet forward in between the hands, come to forward bend. Inhale, let's lengthen the spine halfway, flat back. Push the thighs back. Exhale, forward bend. Bring the forehead into the knees. And inhale, flow the hands out and up to the sky. Reach up, look up, and touch. Stretch the hands away from the feet. Press the feet down into the earth. Get as much length in the front of the body as you can. And now from here, on an exhale, let's hinge from the hips and take the hands back down to the earth. Forward bend. Halfway up, Adho Mukha Svanasana. And bend the knees, step back into downward facing dog. Push the heels down to the earth. Feel the back of the leg stretching a little bit wider. Let's lift the heels up. Exhale, press them down. Now inhale, lift the heels up, and as you lift the heels up, get as high as you can, and then really press the front of the mat away so that you're just moving your whole chest and shoulders in closer to the front of your thighs. And now keeping the heels up high, let's lift the right leg up into the air. Staying high on the left toes if you can, really get some length in the front of the thighs and step it in between the hands into a lunge. On your fingertips. Now, in the lunge, we want to let the hips flow down to the earth and shift forward. We're getting a stretch in the lower part of the body in the groin. Chest and shoulders broad and wide, looking up as we drop those hips down. So let's walk our hands up on the right leg. And let's lengthen the torso. Now, this can be challenging because we got that sway here because you have to stretch a lot of stuff to bring the torso straight up, and everyone's not ready for that. So do what you can. Do the best you can. Now, if you can, keep the back leg straight. If you have to bend the knee, if you have to take the leg all the way down to the floor, if that feels better for you. So let's just release the left hand and just bring it straight up to the sky. And as we lift the arm up, see if again if it's possible to drop the hips down to the earth. Push the heel away. Keep the back leg straight. Now let's go into a back bend, a standing back bend, by just moving this left arm back a few degrees, taking your shoulder blade back behind you. So we're just focusing on one arm now. opening up the back of the body. One more breath. And let's inhale, reach up to the sky. Exhale, take it back down to the right knee. Soften the shoulders. Ah. Let's release the right arm down to the earth. Inhale, take it straight up to the sky. As we reach up to the sky, again, can we drop the hips down if possible? Move the heel back. Straighten the back leg. Lift your heart up. Now to deepen, we just take the arm back behind us a few degrees, deepening the back bend, maybe looking up into the sky, relaxing the neck. One more breath. Inhale, reach straight up. Exhale, take the hand down to the knee. Let's lower down to the floor, back into the lunge, and take a big step back into plank, top of a push-up. Now continuing with the back bend, we're just going to lower the knees to the floor and then shift forward, keeping the thighs lifted. Just take the chest and the chin down, but the thighs are still lifting up. Kind of a back bend here. Elbows close to the body. Push on the knees and the hands and slide your heart through. Lower the tummy, point the toes. Cue the ribs up into a nice Bhujangasana Cobra. And exhale. Down, facing down. Inhale, lift the heels up. Exhale, push the heels down. Inhale, lift the heels up. Staying high on the heels, let's lift the left leg up into the air. Push away the front of the mat. Take those hips back while you're lifting up the toes even more on the right leg. And step it forward. Inhale, into a lunge. So again, we're dropping the hips down, working on straightening that back, lifting the heart up. So let's take our hands to the left knee and slowly bring the torso up. And to the best of your ability, have the sternum, the center of your chest, right over the navel and push the tailbone down so we take that sway out of our lower back. But again, just go to the place where you're steady, you're comfortable, and you can breathe. Let's release the right arm down and reach it straight up to the sky, maybe even lowering the hips, looking up, and then let's deepen the back bend by taking the right arm back behind us just a few degrees, maybe looking up to the sky, staying strong in the abdominals. Let's make this advanced class and see if we can get a smile or two. Okay, that shows that you're comfortable. Let's take another breath, and let's take the hand down to the left knee. Soften the shoulders. Again, if you need to, you could always take that right knee down. You could always take a child's pose. It's not an admission of anything, but you're intelligent, taking care of yourself. Let's release the left arm down. Bring it up to the sky. And then maybe pull it back into a deeper back bend. Stay with the breath. Don't hold your breath. One more breath. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, take it down to the left knee. And let's lower to the floor into a lunge. And big step back into plank, top of a push-up. Now, as before, we're going to lower the knees down, keep the toes curled, and then shift forward, take the chest and chin down, which is like a back bend. And then pull the heart through, point the toes, peel the rib up into cobra. Point the toes, press down the thighs, lift the knees up, soften the shoulders. And that's downward facing dog. And now, let's lift our heels up as we inhale. And exhale, take the heels down. Inhale, lift the heels up. Let's take the right leg up into the air. Stay high on the left toes. And step that right foot forward in between the hands into a lunge. And now let's lower the left knee all the way to the floor. Point the toes. Now, this is a tough surface. It's a hard surface, and some of us are very soft in our knees. So if you find that it's not working for you, you could double up your mat, or you could just put a towel underneath, or just not do it. But I'm suggesting that we just bend the left leg, reach around with the right hand, and pull that heel into your backside. As you do that, flatten your left hand to the earth and turn and look over to the right, bringing your chest into your right leg, as you come into a back bend. So it's a back bend and kind of a twist. So just a few breaths. Only do as much as feels good. Take one more breath here. And release the leg, release the hand. Let's step back into plank, top of a push-up. Let's take a different kind of plank, chaturanga now. So we're going to just keep the legs lifted up and lower the chest all the way down to the floor if you can. But keep the legs lifted up. So as you keep the chest down, now listen to me, don't look at me necessarily. Lift the thighs up. Keep on lifting the thighs up, but keep the chest down so you're working the legs, working the core a little bit. And lower the thighs, point the toes, peel the ribs up in the cobra. Ah. And exhale down with facing dog. Inhale, lift the heels up to the sky. Push the front of the mat away so your pelvis just floats up into the air. Take the left leg up into the air. Reach up high. And step it in between the hands into a lunge. Lower the right knee. So we lift the right foot up, reach with the left hand, and just pull it into your backside. As you just twist and look over to the left, you feeling the quadricep, that muscle in the front of your right thigh? You feeling that, anybody?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and we feel it in other places, too. So just keep on breathing. Okay. So to the best of your ability, just pull it in a little bit. So just take another breath here. You could come out of the pose at any time. You could take a child's pose at any time. Let's take one more breath and release the hands, the legs down, the hands down. Let's step back in the plank, top of a push-up. And we're just going to lower the chest down, but keep the thighs lifting up. This time, see if you could add some core. Just hover. Just hover the chest just an inch above the floor and keep the thighs lifted up, building some core strength. But just one more breath and lower down. Point the toes, peel the ribs up into cobra. And exhale. Downward facing dog. Inhale, lift the heels up. Exhale, take the heels down. Now let's walk our feet forward in between our hands. Bring the toes right up in line with the fingertips. And let's take a forward bend. Bring the chest and heart down into the front of the legs. So, suggestion for you. You notice how you're just rounding your back. All right. So, bend your knees more. Bend them more. More, 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 more. Right there. Deeper stretch in the back of the legs. And you're not rounding. This is a much better, safer way for you to get a deeper, deeper, deeper forward bend. So at the end of the next exhale, let's come halfway up and lengthen the spine and roll the shoulders back, Adho Mukha. Exhale, lower all the way down again. Another deep forward bend. Feel the back of the leg stretching. That's what a forward bend is about. Now with strong legs, let's reach the arms out and up to the sky as we inhale. Bring the hands together and touch. Reach the fingertips up, the feet down, lengthen the body. And exhale, bring the hands down alongside the body, stand tall. Tadasana, mountain pose, be the mountain. Okay, so let's take the hands to the heart. We call this the Anjali Mudra. Some people call it prayer pose. But let's just take a moment and feel our hearts beating. You probably can feel it now. We've got a little heat in the body. Feel your lungs opening up. The life force, energy. So we're right at the heart, what many people say is the heart of our whole existence, our body, our consciousness, our soul. So let's feel this connection and keep this heart into our practice. So inhale, flow the hands out and up, reach up, look up and touch. Exhale, forward bend, take the hands down alongside the feet. Bring the forehead into the knees, even if you have to bend the knees. Inhale, lengthen halfway. And now we're going to bend the knees, step back in plank, top of a push-up. This time we're just going to lower down to the earth, however you need to get there. Point the toes, and then peel the ribs up. Bhujangasana Cobra, soft shoulders,
Exhale, downward facing dog. So downward facing dog, and hold this for a few breaths. Move the heels back. Feel the back of the leg in the calves, getting some nice work. Stay connected to your breath. Now let's walk, step, or hop the feet forward in between the hands. Let's come into a forward bend. Lengthen the spine, soften the shoulders. Exhale, forward bend. Bring the forehead into the knees, if possible. Inhale, lengthen the arms up to the sky. Reach up. Lengthen the spine. And exhale, let's bring the hands around to the heart again. Inhale, flow the hands out. Reach up, look up and touch. Exhale, forward bend. Hands come down alongside the feet. Touch the forehead to the knees or move in that direction. Inhale, lengthen halfway with a flat back, soft shoulders. Walk, step, or hop back in the plank, top of a push-up. So let's come halfway down and pause. See if we can just hover halfway. Elbows in close to the body. Strong core, strong legs. Chaturanga. And let's lower down to the floor. Point the toes, peel the ribs up in the cobra. And exhale down. So let's bring the shoulders over the wrists. And let's lower halfway down and pause. Let's lower an inch above the floor and pause. And just for fun, let's push back up. And to plank. And take the hips back into downward facing dog. Well, this isn't gym. We're not doing push-ups. We're chaturanga. Take the shoulders over the wrists. Let's come halfway down and pause. Let's come an inch above the floor and pause. And let's lower all the way down. We're just going to lie here. In fact, if you can, extend your arms straight forward. If you got the space. Okay, so just rest the forehead down. And if you can't see me, just listen to my instructions. Hopefully they're clear. It makes sense. So bend the right knee and bring the foot up toward the sky. Reach back with the right hand and take hold of the right ankle. So what I'd like you to do is just lift the knee and the left and the right thigh up off the earth, stretching the quadricep as you keep your shoulders and your chest and your hips square to the earth. So it's a bit of a stretch for the quadriceps. It's a bit of an opening in the front of the pelvis. But just do the best you can. And just breathe. So we'll just keep on breathing here. Hi, y'all. Thank you for coming. Yeah, there you go. Oh, that's what we're talking about. So let's just take one more breath here. And release. Let the leg go and extend the right arm forward again. And just sink down into your hips and your back and just feel, yes, I got through that one. I can get through the rest of the class. So now let's bend the left leg and take the left hand to the ankle and see if you can just lift it up off the earth. We're not going super high. Now, if you've got the opening to go super high, that's great. If you can't, then just go to where it feels good. And some of you might say, well, you know, none of this feels good. Then just make up your own stuff. But feel good. Few more breaths. Let's take one more breath. And let's lower the leg and extend the arm forward. So even though we weren't using the back, this is a back bend. We're stretching the front of the body. The stretch is in the front of the body. So again, let's take the right arm, the right leg up. Reach back with the right hand again. We're going to now lift up the right leg again like we did before. Now, if you can, to add to the pose, let's see if we can take the left hand back and have both left and right hand lifting up the leg away from the floor. No, we're on the same leg. Same leg, yes. Both hands on the same leg, yes. I got creative people. I have to be careful with my words here. Yeah. So we're just lifting. Think of dancer pose. Yes. But can you keep your heart down and just work the lower part of the body. Let that be the focus. Just a few more breaths here. And release the leg and take the arms forward. You getting some stretches that you don't usually get a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is good. Let's take the left leg up, left hand to the left leg, pull on that, see if you could join it with the right hand, and maybe lift both hips up. Oops, I'm sorry. Breathe. Don't hold your breath. Let's stay connected with breath here. Just a few more breaths. One more breath. And release it down. Okay, so take the hands underneath the shoulders. Point the toes back. See if you could have your pinky toe as well as your big toe making solid contact to the floor. Stretch the toes back and maybe feel the kneecaps lift up. Press down in the front of the thighs. Bring the elbows in really close to your ribs. Now before we come up into Bhujangasana, see if you could just move your navel forward and just stretch the front of the tummy just a little bit more. Keeping the elbows in close to the body. Now let's just peel the ribs up in the cobra. Soften the shoulders. Let the lift come from the heart. We're not using the arms so much. They're just following the lead of the chest and the heart. Move the tailbone back. Soften the glutes. And exhale, slow it down. We'll just take a rest here. Just release the arms. Now bend both legs. We're going to reach back with the hands and take the both feet. Now again, it's just focusing on the back of the legs. I know some of you want to come into full Dhanurasana, but can you keep the forehead down or the chin and just lift the legs up like you're pointing the toes up to the sky?
I know you can do that, but can you keep the heart down? Keep the forehead down and do this. It's a different challenge. Just take the legs up. You're pointing them, yeah, point the toes up to the sky. Change the grip. More of a side grip. See if you can take the toes up to the sky. So we're just extending the legs like, yeah, there you go. There you go. We're building your back. You see how this is strengthening your back? That's what we want to do. Lift the toes up. There you go. Relax the neck. Relax the neck. Let's take one more breath here. And relax. Release. Lower down. So, let's take our hands underneath our shoulders, point the toes, peel the ribs up in the nice cobra, soften the shoulders, let the heart lift you up, and exhale, lower down, curl the toes, downward facing dog. Inhale, lift the heels up, exhale, press them down. Inhale, lift them up. Let's take the right leg up into the air and step it forward in between the hands into a lunge. Now we're going to lower the left heel over to the right. Have a bit of an angle on that back foot. Let's raise the torso up and look over towards the left and extend the arms coming into warrior two. Find vertical in your spine. There's a tendency to shift the torso. We want the torso straight up and down. Because if you have a straight torso, when you go down, you feel more stretch underneath here. We avoid the stretch by leaning the torso. Yeah. So take the front knee over the ankle if you can, and keep the knee moving towards the pinky toe side of the foot. Soften the shoulders. We want to pull the tummy in and take the tailbone down so we have our torso right over our hips, you feel? Using different muscles there. Okay. So, let's take another breath here and then focus on the back leg. Can we make the back leg really, really strong and feel that, lift up the inner arch of the back leg and feel that
energy pull up into the center of your body, right from the arch of the foot. You feel a little difference there using that energy in the back of the leg. So keep that focus, and we're going to turn the right palm up to the sky, take the left hand to our left hip, and see if we could just lower our left hip and move the front knee forward as we stretch the body up to the sky into reverse warrior. If you can, keep the back leg straight. If it feels better, bend the leg or come up on your toes, whatever feels comfortable. One more breath, and let's come back into warrior. And take both hands down to the earth. We'll go to a vinyasa. Step back in the plank, top of a push-up. This time, we're going to come into Urdhva Mukha Svanasana, upward facing dog. So let's just lower halfway. See if you could release your toes back behind you, and without touching the floor, pull the ribs up and the shoulders back. So with just the fingers and the hand and the tops of the feet, and we're getting a nice stretch in the front of the body. And exhale. Downward facing dog. Inhale, lift the heels up. Feel those toes. Exhale, press the heels down. Inhale, lift the heels up. Let's take the left leg up into the air. Reach it up into the sky. And step the foot forward in between the hands into a lunge. I'm going to drop the right heel over to the left. Come up into warrior two, facing to the right. So, as we talked about before, we want to move the knee towards the pinky toe so that we're opening up the pelvis. You feel that? Yeah. Drop the tailbone down and bring the tummy in so we're shifting the pelvis. We want the pelvis not to be pouring out. We want the life force to be straight up to the sky. So if you can take the tailbone up and bring, you feel the difference? Using more core. All right. Look at the back leg in your mind and lift the inner arch up and feel stronger in the inner arch. Now we're going to take our right hand to our right hip, turn the left palm up to the sky. See if we could lower the back hip, move the front knee slightly forward and lower to the floor as we reach up and stretch the front of the body. Now, to get more out of it, you could be more powerful in that back leg and use that back leg. Something goes down there and something comes up here. One more breath. Let's take the hands back into warrior two. And let's take the hands back down to the floor into a lunge. Let's step back in the plank, top of a push-up. So now we're going to lower down, and you can take an up dog or cobra, whatever you prefer. Ah. Exhale, downward facing dog. And inhale, let's lift the heels up. Exhale, take the heels down. Let's move the shoulders over the wrists. And it's lower down to the floor. So now, let's come up onto our hands and knees. And I want you to just lie on your left side, facing that way. Just lie on your left side. Just lie on your left side in the center of your mat. So bend your knees. And just have your legs kind of like at a 90-degree angle. So from here, I want you to just take your right hand to your right leg, lift it up, and just pull it back. We're doing like a back bend on our side. Kind of similar to what we do. So if you can, keep your head and shoulders close to the earth, and just pull it back and feel the back bend. Keep the leg closer to the earth, so it's more, gives you more stretch. The leg is closer to the earth. And just pull it back like you want to touch the wall behind you with your toes. You feel the stretch in the front of the body? Be strong in the tummy and the abdominals. So take the toes back. We're working on taking them back that way. Get a deeper stretch. There we go. Just take it back more. There you go. Oh, is that good? There you go. Take it more like that. Yeah. So one more breath here. And let's just release the leg down. Ah. So just come out to a hands and knees and just lie on the other side. And we're just going to reach back with our left hand and take our left leg and just same back bend. Think we're in dancer pose. And so the idea is to just extend the foot away from the body. So the more you take the foot back, the deeper the back bend is. There you go. So use your breath. Find comfort, steadiness, and stay with the breath. Okay, so let's take about two more breaths here. Let's take one more breath here. Inhale, exhale, release. Okay, so now let's roll on our backs. Yeah, so your knees are bent, your feet are down on the earth. So we're going to come into Setu Bandha. Setu Bandha. So Setu Bandha, your knees are bent. Have your feet close enough so you can touch the back of your ankles with your fingertips. Have the edges of the feet parallel. And have to be a little bit closer together. Move them back more. Okay. So now, we're just going to keep our hands here. Inhale, exhale. We're just going to lift the hips up. Just lift the hips up. Keep your arms at your side. We're just going to start with the hips. Just lift the hips up. The same back bend that we were doing just a moment ago. So pull the chest into the chin. Squeeze the inner thighs together. Move the tailbone down toward the knees. You can even squeeze your glutes a little bit and get some lift. And exhale, lower down. Okay, breathe, breathe, breathe. Keep everything where it is. We're going to go up again. And inhale, exhale, let's lift up. Yeah, so just feel those legs working, those thighs squeezing. Move the tailbone down. Bring the chest into the chin. And lower down. Feel those ribs move? Yeah, that's what you're going for. So this time, when we come up, we're going to bring the hands underneath us, interlace the fingers. So inhale, exhale, lift the hips up. Now take the shoulder blades underneath your body and really walk up on the shoulders. Bring the hands together and kind of reach your knuckles towards your heels. And actually walk them closer to the heels because it really sets you up for a deeper arch. Now from here, squeeze the thighs, lift the pelvis up. See if you can take the sacrum in the bottom of the body up through the top of the body. You're lifting that sacrum up, squeezing the thighs together, pressing down in the feet, breathing, lifting the chest into the chin, and exhale, come on down. Okay. So we're going to go up just a few more times, and I'm gonna maybe suggest a challenge, and it's your option to either take the challenge or not. But listen to your body. Listen to what's good for you. Remember, we want a comfortable, steady pose that we can breathe in. If that's not happening, then you're not doing yoga. You're just straining yourself. Okay, so let's take the hands at the side. Inhale, exhale. Let's come into Setu Bandha. Take the arms underneath the body. Walk the shoulder blades up. Walk the shoulder blades up. So we're coming into Setu Bandha. So now the challenge is, if you care to take it, is take the right leg straight up into the sky. Push the heel straight up, straighten that leg, and hold it. Keep on lifting up. Be strong in your left leg for two more breaths. Press the arms down into the earth. Lift the hips up. One more breath. And exhale, take that leg down. We still have the hips up. If you have to come down, come on down, but this is part of the challenge. Inhale, exhale, lift the left leg up into the sky. See if you can stamp your foot up into the sky. Flex the foot. You're going to touch the foot up into the sky. Use your arms, use your hips, use your heart, use your breath. But one more breath. And exhale, take the leg down. We're still up into the pose if you're with it, if you're with it. Take one more breath. Lift everything up high as you can go. And exhale, come on down. So now let's just draw the knees into the chest. Wrap your arms around the leg and give yourself a hug and a squeeze and rock your hips. Baby yourself. Be the baby. You could be the baby now. Yeah. Rock those hips. Ah. All right, so now, beautiful. So let's roll over onto, let's roll over to our right side and push the earth away and come on up and face back here. Into the tightrope wall here. Okay, so let's come onto our hands and knees. Let's forward, spin the legs around forward. Okay. All right, so we still have a little heat in the body?
Yes.
Yeah, so let's work with that. Stretch your hamstrings. So let's pull, let's take the right leg in, and we're just going to step the right leg over the left leg and just walk it over and just kind of let it lay down on there. Just crossing our legs, kind of exotic leg cross here. Really extend that left heel away. And now lift your heart up, really straight body, straight spine. And we're just going to walk our arms forward. And just surrender down on that front leg. You feeling your hamstring? Yeah. So find the comfort. Find the steadiness. So this is kind of easy now. We've done the hard work. So now we're just going to focus more on breath. So let's just take a few breaths here.
Ooh, I like your color.
And let's come on up. Let's release that leg and extend it forward. So we're down to some step pose. Lift both arms up over your head. Extend, lift your heart up. So we're really lifting the heart up. Inhale, exhale. Just come forward on your hips and just hold up here. We're not going all the way down. And just feel your lower back stretching as you lift your heart up. Inhale, exhale, let's come back up. And take the hands down. So let's cross the other leg over. I believe we're crossing the left leg over the right. Just let the leg relax. Lift your heart up. And lower the chest down. Walk the hands forward. And just feel your hamstrings. Flex your foot or not flex. If you flex the foot, it's a little bit more effective of a stretch. Mmm. Yummy. Yummy. So really important to pay attention to the breath now. Remember, if you feel you need to come out sooner, if you need to do something else, you got a little tweak or a little muscle contraction someplace else you need to attend to, give yourself permission to do whatever you need to do to have a good experience. So let's take one more breath here. Inhale and exhale, let's come on out and release the legs, extend the leg forward. We're in Dandasana staff pose. And now let's just reach the arms up and just hinge forward and just hold. And maybe we could lean a little bit more forward. Keep the heart up, don't avoid the rounding. The rounding is the escape from the stretch. If you round, then you don't have to stretch so much. So let's keep the heart up and not go so far. but get a good quality stretch. Let's take one more breath. Inhale, lengthen. And now take your hands down to the feet, to the ankles, whatever. This is a forward bend, Paschimottanasana. Lift the heart up and let the torso surrender. Now what I'm suggesting is a full forward bend is when the whole front of the body is in contact with the whole front of the legs. So you cannot accomplish that by rounding. You have to accomplish it by bringing the lower parts of the body together and more add on. So work towards getting the tummy touching the top of the thighs and then keep on lifting up. And when you get more stretch in your back, because for some of us, it's the back that we have to stretch out, then you could lay more and more and more of your torso on the front of the legs. So I want you to keep the heart lifting forward so we stretch the back, not just the hamstrings, because most of us, it's the back that's so tight from all that driving, sitting at the office and the computer and all of that. So you want to lift those ribs up and stretch and fold. You feeling that? She feels it, yeah. So we're going to just breathe and get the length. And this is like the Colorado River carving the Grand Canyon. You really, really tight. You just stay at it. And over time, as long as you're steady and you're comfortable and you're breathing, it will stretch out. And it'll stretch out and you'll be there where you need to be. Just take two more breaths here. Take one more breath. And now inhale and exhale. Reach the arms up to the sky. And exhale, take the hands down alongside the waist. So bend the knees until you can bring the soles of the feet down on the floor. Okay, beautiful. So we're just going to lift our arms up. So we're sitting here. Inhale and exhale. Come halfway down to the floor. Just halfway. No, with the knees bent and the feet on the floor. Halfway down. So build a little core here. Yeah, yeah. You feeling some core? It's that thing that's saying, I want to lay down now. Inhale, exhale. Just come all the way up. Inhale, exhale, let's come halfway down and hold that. Let's see if we could come an inch or two above the floor and hold that. Use your core. Be steady in the feet. Hold those feet down. Hold the feet down. Let's come a little closer to the floor. Hold it for one more breath. And let's come all the way down. All the way down. Oh, yeah, you didn't think that was going to happen, huh? Oh, okay. Oh, okay. All right, so now let's pull the knees into the chest and just wrap the arms around the legs and just make circles with those knees and just stretch out the lower back, release the lower back. Let's take the circles in another direction. So we're just going to just do a little twist. So just stabilize the body. Take the arms out to the side. Inhale, exhale. We're just going to lower the legs towards the floor as close as we can without touching. Kind of hover over to the right. Keep that left shoulder down, though. See if you feel a little stretch in the left side of the body, a little core work. Inhale, back to center. It's okay if you touch somebody. It's just a blessing. Exhale to the other side. We're all good people here. Hover if you can. If you have to come all the way down, do that. Inhale, back to center. Exhale over to the other side. Let's hover there for just a few breaths. Inhale, center. Exhale, other side. And now let's come back to center. Just pull the knees into the chest. Give yourself a hug and a squeeze. See if you can bring the forehead to the knees so you're stretching the back of the body. Point the toes. Squeeze everything really, really, really tight. Inhale. And with an audible exhale, just go, and open up and extend the body, and let's take Shavasana. So now let's just relax. This is your time, your breath. Your time.
So let's focus on our breath, our breathing. Let's breathe very, very deeply into all of our joints and our muscles. Feel the breath flowing through the energy centers of the body, your meridians, your chakras. Feel the breath like a broom sweeping out all the dust that is accumulated from just shallow breaths, many, many days of shallow breaths. And as you're breathing and then exhale, let go of anything that is no longer of use to you. Let go of worries, of cares. Just let the breath be a cleansing, healing energy for you. Now, awakening the body, let's gently move the fingers and the toes. Softly turn the head and neck. And then, when you're ready, just make your way towards sitting tall in your seat, perhaps with the eyes closed, and just be still for a few moments and just feel the transformation that yoga practice can bring to the body, to the mind. So I'd like to just share a thought before we close here. This is from Paramahansa Yogananda, who of the Self-Realization Fellowship. They have a beautiful lake shrine down in Sunset near Pacific Coast Highway. If you've never gone, it's a beautiful place to go and meditate. And he says, a strong determination to be happy will help you. Don't wait for circumstances to change, thinking falsely that in them lies the trouble. Do not make unhappiness a chronic habit, thereby affecting yourselves and your associates. It is blessedness for yourselves and others if you are happy. If you possess happiness, you possess everything. To be happy is to be in tune with God. That power to be happy comes through meditation. So as yoga is a spiritual practice as well as a physical one, I invite you to join me with a single chant of Om to acknowledge the divine within. So if you care to join and participate in that, let's take a breath together, inhaling. I honor the place in you where spirit lives. I honor that place in you which is of light, of love, of truth, of joy, of peace. When you are in that place in you, and I am in that place in me, then we are both connected to the one, the source of all life and creation. Namaste.